No matter how long you've been in business or how good you are at what you do, we've all experienced a bad review. And today we're going to get into a couple ways how you can turn things around, get them back as a customer, and even show people that you do know what you're doing. So let's get into it. Okay, so you're doing a great job. You're working your butt off, making most of your customers really happy. And there you go. You have a bad review. Doesn't matter where it is. It could be on Yelp. It could be on Facebook, LinkedIn. Doesn't even matter. But you have that bad review and it's just digging a hole in your heart. But guess what? We're going to not avoid that issue. We're really going to tackle it. We're going to fix it. So what I suggest you do is actually go to that review. Reply in the review that you'd like to talk to them privately. Tell them to contact you via email, DMs, phone number, call the office, your restaurant, no matter what it is. Tell them to get in touch with you so that you can fix the problem. Once they do, offer them some kind of solution. Maybe it's a discount on the next time they come in. Maybe it's a free service, or maybe you just redo the service altogether, or just offer an apology. By just reaching out to the customer and fixing the problem with them, honestly, it will make so much of a difference, even when they're referring you to other people. Because you know what? We all know nobody is perfect, but it's that difference that some companies make when they come and try to fix something when you've already left that really resonates and leaves a good impression in our minds. And what is so important in marketing, even more important than our social pages and our websites and all that stuff, word of mouth. Because one bad review can really put a damper on things, especially when it's going around your town. So why not hit the nail on the head, go directly to the person, fix the issue, and maybe they'll change the tune of their story. Maybe their story will turn into, instead of what you did wrong, how you fixed it and made things right. So that's the first fix. Now, this might seem like, I don't know, basic to a lot of people, but you know what? It's really not, because our businesses, they really are part of us. So sometimes we can take it personal when somebody's attacking our baby, you know, but we really do have to think about our customers, think about where they're coming from, and really incorporate their feedback into our businesses. So if you're getting a bunch of customers saying they don't like the chairs at your hair salon, or they don't like the bread that you're serving at dinner, maybe fix the issue. Solve it. Offer another solution. If you're really, really attached to what they're complaining about, offer another solution, or just get rid of what they're complaining about altogether. Most importantly, don't avoid the issue. Really fix the issue. And once you do, you know what? Go back on your pages and let all your followers know that that issue has been fixed and they can come back in. I actually did business with a little pub down here in Toronto, and they were an awesome pub. I loved going there, and they asked me to end up working with them on their social media after I'd been there a while. And unfortunately, when I went onto their social pages and searched them up on Yelp and stuff, I couldn't believe the reviews. They were horrible. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the heck? Is this the same place I just left? Because I just had the best time there ever. But they had different owners. So the reviews that were still everywhere were from the previous owners, but it was the same establishment. So they couldn't get Yelp to take down these reviews. So instead of just ignoring it and hoping nobody ever goes there and sees the reviews, I told them this: tackle the issues that they had. And if the issues aren't there anymore, which I didn't see, go on all those pages and let them know, we've changed ownership last year. All these issues are not null and void, and we'd love to see you in. Here's a 10% coupon. They did that, their doors were flooded, and they had a great summer last year. So I suggest highly fix the issue, and don't just fix it and kind of just try to hide in the shadows. Fix it and announce it. Let everybody know whatever was bugging you, it's fixed. Let's get on with it and get you back in here. So now we've fixed the issues, we've replied to all the individual people, and we still have these bad reviews on our page. So what are we going to want to do? We're going to want to flood our page with good reviews, because we can't delete those bad reviews. They're all fixed. We've addressed them all, but we'd like to see those buried under all the good reviews we have now, because we're doing a great job, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to entice people to leave a good review. So if you have a restaurant, what you can do is you can let them know. Maybe you have a little card on your table and it says, if you leave a review and show your server, you're going to get a free basket of fries. If you're a hairstylist, you can let them know, hey, before you leave, if you leave a review on my Facebook page or my Yelp page or my Instagram page and show it to me, you're going to get 10% off your haircut today. And you can play that so many different ways, depending on your business, right? And the best part of it is, you're not asking them to leave a good review, but more than likely, they're not going to leave a bad review and stand there and show it to you, right? So more than likely, they're going to leave a good review just to get that little free gift or discount. So let's really get those good reviews in. Give them a reason to leave a review before they even leave your establishment. And I bet you're going to see your reviews pile up. Good ones. Now, when you do, I'd love to see your feedback. Try out all these tips. Let me know what you think. And if you have any tips of your own, I'd love to hear them. Everybody can use a tip. Sharing is caring. Have a good day, guys.